This is Akash Varnish. Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Damiban Dabla. The headlines. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma says Assam is the best fiscally managed and fastest growing state in the country. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath flags off consignment of 15,000 aromatic lemons from Agartala Railway Station to Kolkata. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh summons budget session on Mizoram Legislative of Mizoram Legislative Assembly from February 17th. Central Goods and Services Tax Office Dimapur arrests one person for alleged GST fraud involving fake invoices and wrong input tax credit worth over 53 crore rupees. The news and details. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday said that Assam is the best fiscally managed and fastest growing state in the country, reacting to criticism related to state borrowings and financial health. Sarma said Assam's fiscal discipline is well within all permissible limits and strictly adheres to established norms. He maintained that the Assam government has followed a transparent and rule-based borrowing policy, leaving no scope for irregularities or financial mismanagement. Sarma said that repeated allegations by the opposition were politically motivated and lacked factual backing. He added that the RBI has ranked Assam as the top in terms of financial growth and development. Tripura Agriculture Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday formally flagged off consignment of 15,000 aromatic lemons from Agartala Railway Station to Kolkata. The consignment was dispatched through a joint initiative of the Tripura State Organic Farming Development Agency and Baramura Organic Produce Company Limited. The minister noted that for the first time, such a large quantity of aromatic lemons has been exported to Kolkata in a single shipment. The lemons were cultivated by around 80 farmers from South Hadrai and Hawaibari areas of Khowai district across nearly 100 hectares of land. The program was attended by MLA Kalyani Saha Roy and other senior officials. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh has summoned the budget session of the Mizoram Legislative Assembly from February 17th. A detailed program, including the date for the presentation of budget for the year 2026-27, will be chalked out by the Business Advisory Committee, including the duration of the budget session based on the number of businesses. The upcoming budget session is the sixth session of the current 9th Mizoram Legislative Assembly. In Nagaland, the Central Goods and Services Tax Office Dimapur has arrested a person for alleged GST fraud involving fake invoices and wrong input tax credit worth over 53 crore rupees. The person was found to have committed offences under the CGST Act 2017 by issuing invoice or bill without supply of goods or services and also fraudulently availing tax credit. The arrested person is said to be a director of two coal supply companies, namely Mrs. Ben Dang Toshi Mining Private Limited and MS Kivito Mining Private Limited, but the firms were found to be non-existent or non-operational at the declared addresses. This is the second such CGST fraud arrest by CGST Dimapur in recent months. Transparency International Bangladesh has criticized the interim government in Bangladesh over eight recently issued ordinances, alleging that reform efforts were undermined by the influence of powerful sections of the bureaucracy. Presenting its observations at a press conference in Dhaka, TIB Executive Director Iftikharuzzaman said the government had given in to anti-reform forces while drafting ordinances related to the Anti-Corruption Commission, Police Commission, National Human Rights Commission, Cybersecurity, Personal Data Protection, National Data Management, Public Audit and Revenue Administration. According to TIB, most ordinances were drafted unilaterally without meaningful consultation with stakeholders, while limited public disclosure was sometimes used as a token gesture. In Manipur, representatives of Kokomi and internally displaced persons called on the governor, Ajay Kumar Bhalla, at Lok Bhavan in Imphal yesterday. During the meeting, they shared broad concerns related to the situation of IDPS and raised various issues requiring attention. Discussion also touched upon matters linked to arrangements in certain areas adjoining the valley and hills. The governor listened to the delegation and noted that steps related to resettlement and rehabilitation are already underway. Child Rights Pradesh Parliamentary Affairs Minister P.D. Sona held a meeting with Arunachal Pradesh State Commission for Protection of Child Rights, led by the chairperson Ratan Anya, along with members and members' secretary in the presence of the Commissioner Education, Amjad Takji. The commission submitted its special report on the inquiry conducted at Sainik School, Niglok East Siang District in connection with a tragic incident where a 12-year-old minor boy lost his life. The commission shared its key findings and important recommendations to ensure stronger safety mechanisms for children. The Assam State Cooperative Federation and Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited yesterday signed a pact to improve the availability of quality agricultural inputs and strengthen the cooperative movement. With this, Assam became the 14th state to enter into formal partnership with Bharatiya Beej Sahakari Samiti Limited. The collaboration will enable farmers in Assam to assess certified high-quality seeds at affordable prices while also addressing the existing issue of shortfall in seed availability in the state. Nagaland Chief Minister Nifirio met with Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines Satish Chandra Dubey. In a social media post, Dubey said the meeting focused on avenues in mining sector, local job creation and sustainable development besides the focus on strengthening the centre-state coordination for effective implementation of central schemes. During this two-day visit to Kohima, the Union Minister reviewed the progress of various projects, reaffirming the centre's commitment to work closely with the state government for all-round development of Nagaland. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T. Parnaik yesterday highlighted the deep commonalities between the two northeastern Himalayan states, saying that both are endowed with rich biodiversity and shared cultural heritage. The governor, who is on a two-day official visit to Sikkim, said Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim have vibrant ethnic cultures, unique traditions and immense tourism potential. He specifically referred to shared strengths in ecotourism, orchid and the preservation of flora and fauna. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang called on the governor and discussed various issues. The governor commended the Chief Minister for Sikkim's remarkable achievement in emerging as the cleanest state in the country. In Manipur, a Tribunal of Maintenance and Welfare of Senior Citizen Act 2007 has made remarkable judgment by ordering the concerned family to provide an amount of rupees 10,000 per month to the senior citizen and dependent parents. The final hearing was held yesterday by the tribunal. This is the first case to be resolved under the recently approved Manipur Welfare of Parents and Senior Citizen Rules 2023 under the Maintenance and Welfare of Senior Citizen Act 2007 in the state. It was a moment of pride for Assam as the state's first satellite, Lachit 1, developed by students of the Assam Don Bosco University, was carried on board Indian Space Research Organization's PSLV-C-62 rocket that lifted off yesterday. Although the mission did not achieve its intended outcome due to the launch failure, the event marked a historic milestone for Assam and the Northeast, symbolizing the growing participation of regional academic institutions in India's space journey. The satellite project involved nearly 50 students of the university, making it a landmark achievement in terms of student-led space research and innovation. In Meghalaya, the Federation of Shillong Hotels have asked the government to reinstate interstate flights to Shillong Airport under Udan scheme. President of the Federation, Parambir Singh Sedev, said that the Shillong Airport was connected with cities like Agartala and Dimapur under Udan scheme, but the services were stopped a few years and many tourists who were coming to Shillong for their weekends have been severely affected. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.